Hi, Charles. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name's Nadine. I wanted to jump on the line with you because I was applying an established business discount based off of the years that you've been in business. So I'm going to get to the price for you. So this way we can knock that out. Okay.
That's all I'm going to find out.
Yes, sir. So I don't know if you recall, you and I had spoke back in February. It's been a while. Earlier this year.
Okay.
And we had talked about the platinum package. At that time, it was $299 a month with the $99 setup fee.
So you're basically the same as Angie as far as pricing goes. Monthly and yearly contract.
No, we don't do a year contract. We don't do a year contract.
We do month
to month. Yeah.
Okay, same thing. Okay.
Well, there's a big difference, though. Charles, just to kind of refresh your memory, right?
Wait a minute. So I could turn it off in the summertime if I have a month off.
You could pause
so
it,
I could save $300. So I could save $300 because I don't need the service. Okay. That's something that Angie doesn't do. Okay.
So
getting close.
And one thing with them, right, is that you're on their directory. Not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's like their website is what you're listed on. We're talking about placement on Google. We're not listing you on our website. We're not placing our company there. It's so when someone is in need of your services and they're performing that search on Google, right, they're going to see your company's profile appear on that first page as a top recommended option.
Now, how do people know about Splash? That's my concern.
Well, we've been around. In fact, we'll be 18 years in business this December.
That's my problem. That's what I'm saying. 18 years in business, and I bet 10% of the population, you know, knows your name. Not like Angie, you know. Angie's been splashing.
So here's what I hear, right? Yes. People know about Angie's List. People know about Home Advisor and all these directories, right?
But they go through Google.
Okay.
Sometimes it can be helpful.
Right. 90% of the searches, to be quite honest with you, start and stop on the first page. And it's not to say, that they're not going to go to those directories, right?
Right.
But
just predominantly, back on.
They're performing their search there.
Right.
Okay. When you and I had talked, I know we had discussed about you doing, at that time, in February, you were doing masonry repairs, leaks, and, I mean, we were on the phone for quite some time, but, you know, you felt...
Well, here's a... Go ahead.
Your response to me, you know, after you thought about this, you said, listen, I don't feel that with the competitors that are there... that it's going to work for me. You felt that your competitors were going to have the upper hand on you. I don't know why you would have thought that because a lot of your competitors don't...
Oh, because I thought you were... This is what I heard from my friend. I thought when we spoke back then that I'd be listed, you know, on Google because everybody's listed. And, what was my concern?
This is what you texted me. I could read it to you.
Okay.
It says, I'm sorry, honey.
Sure.
I checked out the first page of Google. Every single one of my competitors is there. Yeah. But then
you apologize.
Yeah. And then you apologize and said, I didn't mean to say that. The verbally text. That's how
Okay. All right, honey.
So, honey. And you just said, every single one of my competitors is there. I don't think... I get much business. It's too much competition. So I checked out with my buddy, and my buddy thought it wasn't a good idea to have Angie and you at the same time because combined, you would be spending $7,000, is what you said in the text.
Yeah, I understand. I was probably confused and rushed at the time. But anyway, it sounds like you're close to closing, but I wish I could... Well, so if I go and Google Splash, that would tell me a lot, right? Tell me everything. So
yeah. In fact, I think I had even sent you an email with everything detailed on what we were including.
No, I don't think I received that.
I have charliedunncontractor@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Maybe I did get it. You just, it was a bad time back.
It's okay. I figured it probably was, you know, but I did want to at least let you know that we did speak back in February. So just so you know what was included in that, okay, is the first page placement on Google. We do the directory submission, which means we also list you on additional directories that are popular within your area. Like, you have
sure,
BBB,
I understand.
Right?
Oh, I understand that's your job and that's what you work. Yep.
Yeah, the website,
like the
we're
website.
Including the voice-activated searches. So if they're using Google Home, Amazon Alexa, their, you know, mobile device or their tablet, they're going to be able to also find your company listed on Google as well when they're using those
right.
devices. So, I mean, that's what we were in.
Okay, I'm an old lady. My chimney's leaking, so I don't know what to do, so I Google chimney repairs, and then what happens if I'm going through Google? My name will pop up with the website?
Your name, so it's like a profile page is what they call it. It's going to have your company
sure.
name, your phone number, your
sure.
website link, pictures if you want
yes,
pictures.
Yeah, we don't need to go right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that's what they'll
so,
see.
So that's one thing that you do a little extra than so that's great. Yeah, you're real close to closing. I just wish I could, like, do a test run. Maybe I'll hang up the phone and Google. If I Google chimney repairs, well,
mm-hmm.
that how would I know if how those names popped up is through Google? But I'm an old lady. I'm trying to get my chimney
repaired. So you're still in Harwich, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I'm, just so you know, if I'm doing a search right now, I'm in Harwich, right? Or I'm within your vicinity, okay?
Right.
Because the local map, I want to be very super transparent with you. The local map on the first page gets you found in your zip code and it covers 20 miles around you, okay? So if
can we increase the parameters from 20 to 40?
We can. The way that we do that, okay, is by running Facebook ads. I know you don't have a Facebook page for the business, but do you have a personal Facebook? Like, do you ever go
no.
on Facebook at all?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I get, unfortunately, my friend used my phone, and now I get every friggin' Facebook quest
oh,
for
no.
friends every day.
But you,
like, four
okay,
or five.
So you
it's
have
crazy.
A personal one. I'm saying you have a personal
I don't.
Facebook. Oh, you don't. Okay.
I might, but it might just be a goofy picture of
okay.
me, my friend. Did it while
so
she's drinking, so I...
If you want to increase that parameter, okay, to increase it to 40 miles, all right, what I can do for you is this. I can completely waive your setup fee, okay? So you have no setup fee at all. And it would change your monthly cost, though, okay, to $449 because that's going to include not just the local map that covers 20 miles. It's going to include the Google ads at the very top that's going to where you can cover up to 100 miles if you want it, right? But that's how we can
yeah.
increase your parameter to the 40 miles. You would be looking at $449 a month.
Okay.
Okay.
That's more. But
yes.
if I wanted to take
yes.
now your service, you said I can interrupt it and not be charged for the time that now how much can I interrupt? Just monthly, correct? Not weekly or any crap like that.
Not weekly, it would be monthly. So we have clients, you know that there's your seasons, right? Some of them they're landscapers, right? And they don't work outside when there's snow. Okay? So we could do what's called a seasonal hold, right? You can put a seasonal hold on it and just say, listen, I'm going to be off for a month, 2 months, right? It doesn't go by week. It goes by month. What we do is we pause your account. You're not incurring that charge, but you're also not listed, and you're not losing your position, right? It's kind of like on a standstill.
Yeah, I don't want to lose my position. But.
Yeah, right. And you can do that. The only thing that we ask you is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. Okay.
I got it. Yeah. Okay. That's good. The billing, I understand. All right. It's just Well, you know, I guess I could do a test run and just say, like, after a month, yes or no. How's that?
Well, and I'll tell you this, and like I said, I'll always be super transparent with you. I'd love to share the timeline as well, okay? So for the placement on Google, you're going to get a PIN code in the mail within 6 to 10 days. It's going to come from Google. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, okay? Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories, and we're also going to send you a username and a password because we want you to track your results with us. Not just take our word for it that it's working, okay? 7 to 14 days, your website
will be... Wait. Back up. What am I waiting to see? I didn't understand that part.
Okay, I'll explain it. So with Google, just so you know, it is not going to happen overnight. We don't sign you up today and tomorrow you're on the first page.
No, I understand that.
Okay, so... we will have Google send out a PIN code to you in the mail because they send it by mail. It looks like a postcard. It's going to have this PIN code verification. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay, so you'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Go ahead.
So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories within your area. Okay, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, those are just to name a few. And then within
You're doing a better job than Angie as far as my concerns. So I'm going to let's say we close. But before we close, let me do a little bit more investigating. Now, if I Google chimney repairs, and they'll give a bunch of listings of businesses, and then they'll call through, what, they'll direct it to your service, or they just give the number? Yeah, because that would be just regular Google. Yeah, that's what I thought was going on last time we spoke. You know,
what they'll see, Charles, is they're going to click on your phone number because they're going to see your phone number listed there. When they click on your phone number, they're calling you. They're not calling us.
Right.
They're calling you. So that's how it works.
Isn't that how it works with Angie, Sue? Or no?
I'm not sure because I know Angie sometimes so there's two different Angies, right? Angie's list, which is where I see you on. You got great reviews on there. And then there's also Home Advisor powered by Angie, right? Where you pay per lead on that program.
Right.
The Angie list where I see you listed, okay, you are on a year contract. I know they do year contracts. You pay a flat rate, and you pay it every month for the year. You can't get out of it. If you try to, they're gonna basically have you pay for the months remaining, right? Cancellation fees and so forth. So that's how that program works. I know because we work with a lot of their clients. We are absolutely not associated with them.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it sounds wonderful. I'm gonna see how it works. Let's just say somebody knows your name, Splash. So they go right to Splash like they would go to Angie's. That way I can maybe, you know, understand a little more. So if you want to call me later on after I do my test run with you guys, maybe we can close it. Because my Angeles contract's up actually November 1st. So
Time
is great.
Oh, wow. Around the corner. Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm going to do is, Charles, I'm going to actually still send you the email with everything.
Yeah.
Chuck, is Chuck fine? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you everything detailed, okay, that we just went over. And then what is a good time for me to follow up with you? I know you're working too, and I want to respect your time.
Yeah, okay. So later on this evening, I know it's West Coast, so what time do you – well, it's not an issue for you.
I'm actually here until 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so your time, I'm here until 7.
Okay, call me at 6.
I will do that. Okay. It was really nice talking with you again, Chuck.
Well, you did a wonderful job. I mean, the front line there is a little shaky, but you know how to do it. Okay.
It's okay. I understand. No worries.
Okay.
Okay. No, I'll talk to you later this evening.
And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Is it Carmella?
Nadine.
What is it? Nadine?
Nadine, yeah. Carmella's a pretty name.
Yeah, okay. I don't know where I got it from. Okay,
it's
Nadine.
Okay. All right,
I'll talk to you later on.
Absolutely. Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.